Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I suppose we should be thankful that the Biden administration is even spending any time looking at this issue about what Iran is doing and who they're supporting and so forth, because as we know, the biggest threat to everything is Donald Trump. And they were cruising along merrily, protecting our democracy, fighting for our democracy, and here comes Iran. And I'm telling you, folks, they're not prepared for this, and they don't maybe really understand it. But folks, we do, and we understand the seriousness of it. And of course, I'm being a little bit humorous here, but you know, it really does kind of make you a little bit mad when you realize that the Biden administration seems to be much more interested in its own political fare and protecting our democracy and quote unquote, rather than doing administration things that presidents have to do, dealing with the world stage and when the world literally has caught on fire. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we head in to hour number three here on the broadcast. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way, if you want to send us a direct message. Also, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, we have some highlights of the program there going on right now as we expand the podcast part of this endeavor. And so you're welcome to go over there to KyleWarrenShow.com. And also, of course, folks, the number to call is 949-822-7959. We will open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's back with us. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, one of the things that you know, we were talking about right before we got to the top of the hour was, again, the, you know, the idea that there will be these retaliations. But you made such a great point insofar as that the retaliations are going to hit maybe, you know, empty areas, you know, relatively speaking. We're not going to do as much damage as we think because they're moving all their stuff around and getting out of Dodge.
Correct. And they're moving themselves, they're closing up camp, they're traveling. I mean, that's, you know, that's the whole playbook.
Right.
Just look at, you know, how elusive was Osama bin Laden for years and years and years.
Yes.
Until he finally settled in Abbottabad.
Right. And just parenthetically, when you just said that, it reminded me there was a time when it was sort of said that he was in a villa in Pakistan. And it's like nobody thought that was really true until it turned out to be exactly the case.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. But you're right. I mean, this could drag on. I think what may be missing here too, and I want to get your opinion on this, there just doesn't seem to be the resolve. You know, it's like, are they coming up with stuff that they got to do because they know they got to do something? You know, as opposed to really being opposed to what Iran is all about, what they've been doing, because just sours their relationship with, you know, the John Kerry-esque kind of thing of making a nuclear deal and trying to do that kind of thing. And again, yes, influence from the original Obama deals that were made.
I don't think we can deny that the Pentagon itself has gone woke, okay? I don't know about the war gamers, the war planners, you know, that whole operation, but I can pretty much say that they would present several packages to the White House, and then they would round table these packages and they would put some kind of a grade to it. You know, it would be a 40% effective, 60% effective. And the question always becomes, will it be innocent people killed? If there's innocent people killed or there's a chance of any sort for any kind of civilian damage, you know, whatever description, they take it off the table.
Mm-hmm.
So, Biden's not making the decision. He's got the National Security Council that's making the decision, which means it's Jake Sullivan, Susan Rice. I don't hold a lot of confidence that whatever they come up with and whatever they start to do is going to be effective. It's, you know, 6 months from now is going to look exactly like today.
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because, you know, I'm thinking about the Houthis. I'm thinking about how a couple of weeks ago we were joking in a just trying to be a little bit humorous in the face of all this, saying we don't want to keep hearing about this is the 25th strike on the Houthis. Can we stop the Houthis now? But this is going to be the same kind of thing. It's like, are they going to just sort of do a little bit? And is it more for show than anything else?
Well, the other piece is that, no, I haven't heard 1 ounce of discussion that this White House says that they are talking to our partners and allies, which I say in air quotes, because this, what's going on in the Middle East just doesn't affect the United States because, the tragedy of losing 3 of our soldiers. It affects a lot more than that and has been. So what has been the collaboration with our partners and our allies? You know, are we going this alone? Are we tapping on the shoulder of Britain or France or Germany or, you know, China? You know,
oh,
nothing.
Who's
going to partner with us on this, whatever this is?
I agree, because that would also send the signal. It's not just about the United States sending the signal. It's about the allies or like-minded group sending the signal. No, you're absolutely 100% right about that. We're going to start hearing the music here in just a moment here, Denise. So we're going to head out to break. But you mentioned the Chinese. I don't know. I'm willing to try anything at this point. Maybe they could fly a balloon over Tehran. I don't know. But all right, folks, stay right there. We got Denise Simon with us this morning, and you're not hearing this kind of stuff, I think, anywhere else. This is what makes this program so special, and we appreciate you being there. And we're going to come right back, and we're going to continue with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
That one come up in rotation. Yeah, we know the thing. We're going to keep talking about the thing, and we are going to drive the thing home. And that's what we're going to do, folks. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition is flying by. And, you know, it's really something. Again, you know, we start this thing up at 2 a.m. Eastern time in the morning, and we go on to 6 a.m. Eastern time. And it is just a lot of fun, and the time really does fly by. 949-822-7959 is the number, and we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, you're one of the reasons why this time flies by, because we just really get into talking about a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
And you had a couple of other things you wanted to add.
You know, I was poking around a couple of days ago, and I found a document on the Biden White House website dated December the 7th of 2023. Okay, about a month and a half ago, right? And it's really talking kind of about, I think the title of this is Letter to the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President Pro Tempore of the Senate Regarding the War Powers Report. So I'm looking at this thing, and we're talking about the Middle East. And we're talking about Afghanistan. We're talking about Iraq and Syria. And I'm scrolling down, and I see Arabian Peninsula region. And it says here, a small number of United States military personnel are deployed to Yemen to conduct operations against Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and Islamic State. The United States military continues to work closely with the Republic of Yemen government and regional partners' forces to degrade the terrorist threat posed by these groups. Okay, we didn't say anything in there about the Houthis.
Right.
We talked about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, otherwise known as AQAP, an Islamic State. All right, but we have forces, military forces in Yemen as of December. That's in print on the White House website. Now, how is that possible? It also says we're working with the Yemen government. There is no Yemen government.
Right.
There
exactly.
is none. It's functionally ungoverned. You've got what they call unelected officials. Well, those unelected officials are terrorists.
Right, I know. It really pains me when we hear things about Hamas officials today, said. They're not officials. They are terror. You're right. And this is what we've been pointing out for quite some time. And this is exactly the kind of thing that makes no sense. All these forces in Yemen, it begs the question, why can't they go attack the Houthis? Or is that
you think,
boots on the ground, I guess?
You think? How did it ever get to where we are if we have forces in Yemen? They're in a non-combatant role. Well, okay, that means that they're in, you know, some kind of an intelligence role. Well, what are they doing? And what information are they passing back to the United States that you know, we haven't been able to stop all this? We also have forces in Saudi Arabia. For defense and training purposes, as they relate to territorial defense. To territorial defense. We haven't had any territorial defense.
It is exasperating, isn't it? And because, again, it's this notion that it's not cohesive. There doesn't seem to be a real plan. Houthis cannot be stopped, and on it goes.
We've got 3,200 forces in Jordan. We've got 100 in Lebanon. 100? That's it? We have some in Turkey. We have some in what they call the East Africa region, which was dealing with Somalia and Al-Shabaab and whatnot. Okay, this is fine. I don't have a problem with these people being deployed. But what are the rules of engagement? What are they doing there? I'm sure they're doing some important work, but with the work or what they're providing back to the United States to our decision makers, we're not making any decisions. We should never have let any of this go as far as it has, which is exactly what I've been saying about Russia and Ukraine. But okay, moving on. Southern border, is that where you want to go?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, it's so much better at the southern border.
Talk about ungoverned space.
No kidding. Well, listen to what Joe Biden had to say outside of the White House earlier. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Okay.
I think we have that.
Everything you can do with executive authority, or is there more you can do? Captain,
I've got all I can do. Give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got it off. Give me the border patrol. Give me the people. Give me the people to judge it.
Okay, so there's a lot of jet noise there from the helicopter, but you heard, I hope you were able to hear that pretty well, Denise, but he's saying, give me the power. I've been asking for it since day one, because he's done all he can do. Now, that's malarkey.
He has the same pen and the same phone that Obama had, okay? So yesterday I was poking around, and I decided, all right, how many executive orders has Biden signed regarding immigration? Well, we're way up in, I mean, almost immediately, we're way up into the 20s or 30s or whatever it is. I've got the whole list here. I didn't count how many. So I was texting with Tom Homan last night. Everybody know who Tom Homan is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So one thing that Biden undid was Trump's executive order. Remember that whole thing on the Muslim ban, which wasn't a Muslim ban, but remember the executive orders that we were not going to take in any people from a handful of countries?
Right, because they could not be vetted. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And they still can't. But, they included Burma, Eritrea, Iran, Venezuela, Kyrgyzstan, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Tanzania, and Yemen. Oh, why doesn't he undo his executive order then? He undid Trump's executive order, so why does he undo his own? We can start there, can we not?
Indeed.
Now, understand, the initial travel ban suspended issuance of visas to nationals from, this is Trump's, from Iran, Iraq, Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen for 90 days. Okay. Well, Trump had it right. Look at the conditions we are in now with Iraq, Syria, Iran, Somalia, and Yemen.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed. Yeah.
So why do we put a travel ban? Travel ban, which means any people coming from any of those countries. Not only do we not give them a visa, but we don't, you know, as soon as we catch them at the southern border, dude, you're out of here. Start there.
Well, but they want the narrative to be, my hands are tied, the Congress won't act, it's these Republicans, Trump is trying to torpedo the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. That's what they're doing. Yeah, exactly. And so, and it's Biden's outside there by the helicopter emphatically going, give me the power, you know. It's like, it's just malarkey, and they're just gaslighting us. They're trying to make us think that the president doesn't have the ability. Even Speaker Johnson said there was, you know, I don't know how many different things he could do right now, reinstituting, for example, the stay in Mexico policy. I mean, that's another easy thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's easy to do, and it's something that would be tangible. But it's as if they want everybody to think that they can't do anything.
Yeah, and so has the Department of Justice, or has Secretary Mayorkas, this is a rhetorical question, prepare for this, put on your seatbelt.
Yep.
Have they gone to this White House and said, hey, dude, you need to put a travel ban back on. You need to, what we have going on in Yemen with no functioning government and with the Houthis and the Islamic State and AQAP. And I mean, there was quite the hearing on the Hill yesterday about all things China, including former CIA director Leon Panetta, who I don't have much use for, but, and Mike Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one there, another big hearing on UNRWA, you know, because of the reports that Israel had filed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so given the militancy of Islam, the Palestinians, the protests that we've gone over in UNRWA, and what is still happening in Gaza.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, hold that thought real quick, because we're going to hit the hard break. Denise Simon, stay right there, folks. Please stay right there as well. We're coming right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will be present at the dignified transfer of the soldiers who lost their lives in a drone attack in Jordan. John Kirby, national security spokesman, informed reporters that Biden has spoken with the families of three fallen service members Tuesday. Kirby noted that the president conveyed the nation's pride in their service. House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging in the Senate is motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
But that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson said the deal under negotiation is inadequate. Unexpectedly, recent data showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report on Tuesday, there were 9 million job openings in December. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank Ron, listening in Sarasota on AM 930, The Answer. Hey, Ron, I appreciate your message so very, very much. It really, really makes my day. It really does. And, I'll be happy to send something your way on that. I really do appreciate your comments about the program and everything. It really makes all our day here. Because everybody puts in a real good effort here on the show. And once again, just really very, very appreciative of your comments this morning. So thank you, Ron, listening in Sarasota on AM 930. All right. So, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and we've got somebody else standing by as well. And that, of course, is Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, do yourself a favor, head over to FoundersCode.com, check out Denise's great articles and the other great materials that she has there. We've got her here for another segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, well, we do have the telephone lines are lighting up. As per usual, and so let's go ahead and if you like, we'll go ahead and take a quick call here.
Sure.
All right. So let's start out first. We do have Beck M and Bob. Beck M and Bob is calling in for Denise. Denise, Beck M and Bob.
Yes. Got something I wanted you to listen to. It here is very quick, and I think it's something about Trump, and I think you really like it.
Okay.
Yes.
Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood. And we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Yeah, he's right.
As long as we remember these truths, we will not fail. Nobody can beat us. Nobody.
All right, very cool, Beck, Em, and Bob.
Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
All right, so that is, very cool.
Now the point I want to make is that this is the type of stuff that we should be advertising on TV and stuff like that. And Trump's accomplishment, plus stuff like that, where it shows what type of person he really is. Now, I know he has his bad side. Everybody does. But we should be emphasizing that, and the message should be got out that Trump is not only has these type of views and stuff, but he's also, to some degree, acting different than he used to. He's not exactly the same Trump that he used to be.
Yeah, he has tamped a lot of stuff down. He has changed a lot of his, some of his mode.
By the way, there's stuff on the internet will show you that he has actually helped people out of stuff, a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah,
well, absolutely. Yeah. Denise, what do you think about that?
I will never forget Andrew Temeresi. Anybody remember him? He was the Marine that went the wrong way trying to come back from Mexico and got stuck in a Mexico prison that took us forever to get him out. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he finally got him out. His mother lives in Miami and whatnot. He had some issues, PTSD and whatnot. Trump, without any kind of fanfare, was real compelled by the story. This is back when Greta Van Susteren was on Fox. Anyway, he wrote Andrew Temeresi a check for $10,000 to get him on his feet.
Yeah, and he would do stuff like this. There wasn't a lot of fanfare with it. But see, that was the Donald Trump that even the left or the liberals, quote unquote, liked until he ran for president.
All right. Now, the first part of what Becky and Bob just played is really quite important. There's an interesting place in Russia. It's called Patriot Park. It's a theme park. It's in Kubinka, Russia. And it's themed around patriotism in the Russian military. Now, you say what you want, but for Russians, families go there. It's kind of like a patriotic theme park, almost like their version of a Disney. Okay? And families take their kids, and they absolutely have the best time. I mean, this place is huge, absolutely huge. There's a museum. There's you can get on, all the old equipment. You can, all these kinds of things. And so schools take their kids. You see what I'm saying? So the Russians are building patriotism, like it or not. That's what they're doing, and it's effective.
Sure.
What are we doing?
We tear down everything. America's bad. It's based on evil.
Precisely.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Precisely right.
Yeah. All right, let's head over. We got Dan Tana Frank listening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, Dan Tana Frank. You're on the air with Denise Simon.
She's one of the better guests that any host gets. You're very fortunate.
I know that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't really relish in stroking the host, but sometimes you get stuck. Denise, the New Testament, it is written, I am the Word. And words can fall on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough. When Benjamin Franklin, and you've heard it, but we are a republic. Mm-hmm. And it just kills me to hear the words on even on the radio at the top and bottom, the migrants. And no, they're illegal aliens. And I'm half Mexican. And my my grandfather was drafted by the Dodgers. Liberals would say, well, how did that half get here? And I said, well, he was drafted by the Dodgers. He just didn't live long enough to see his my cousin make it, who doesn't call me, by the way. Again, falling on deaf ears. Again, it is written, I am the word. And Kyle, you're putting on a great show. And again, it's one of the fastest 3 hours in the books.
Thank you.
Well, gosh, we're an hour and a half away from you putting this one in the books again. keep doing what you're doing, baby. Denise, always chime in. Love it. I love it.
Thank you, Dan Tanafrank. All right, that's Dan Tanafrank. I think we got, and by the way, we appreciate his kind words, don't we, Denise? That's really something.
Indeed.
That makes our day, and I really, really appreciate it. We've got just a little bit of time here. I hope we can get Neil in Henderson, Nevada, which is just outside Las Vegas, Nevada. I think we got enough time. Neil, if you have a question or comment for Denise, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Kyle, I like your selection of music. I want to reach back a little bit. Remember Humpty doing the Humpty Hump?
The Humpty Dance? Oh, yeah.
He was awesome, you know. I Googled him a few months ago, and I was very saddened when I found out he OD'd, I think, alone in a hotel room in Tampa, if I'm correct, based on what I read. But he was awesome, an awesome artist, you know, and that the Humpty Hump, I think they're doing that at the White House now, you know.
Maybe, yeah, I would not be surprised.
I think Admiral Kirby may be doing that at the Pentagon.
The Macarena.
The Macarena, the Humpty Hump. I mean, it's all going on. I mean, there's no excuse for what's happening, you know, around us.
Exactly.
At the moment. Let me just touch upon a point. I just wanted to make a point.
Yeah, real quick. I'm sorry, but real quick. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Ukraine. And I remembered a general that I couldn't think of last night, General Taylor. I watched him testify before Congress. I watched him throw President Trump under the bus over the Russia collusion investigation. I listened to this guy. I watched him. I asked myself, is this what West Point gives us?
Yep.
Now, the corruption in Ukraine, in Ukraine runs deep with Burisma. General Taylor he must have safety deposit box loaded with cash. Got to.
Yeah, good question. Good question. But unfortunately, Neil, we've got the music coming up, which means we're heading out to the break. But thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. And Denise, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. I'm sure there'll be more developments, but take care. FoundersCode.com is the website.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Good morning.
Scott in South Florida, sorry we couldn't get you your call, but hopefully we can get to you on the next go-round. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the Wednesday edition of the program. Well, maybe warp speed. Maybe that's a good way of putting it as well. So if you see something go by in the overnights across America, just literally just racing by you at warp speed, that's us. And we're glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be, in fact, if you're out there in a truck this morning, we're glad to be riding along with you. All right. Well, folks, it's time now to talk with Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, of course. And you can hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, our home station from at 5 a.m. Eastern times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern times on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. So once again, a good morning, Chris. Glad to talk with you again.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, one of the things, you know, obviously we now know that the president has come up with a decision. We don't know the details, but we do know that there will be some kind of retaliations going on regarding this, the attack against our service that killed three service people in Jordan, injuring more than 40 at this point. But obviously that attack in and of itself has an effect on what the market, what the economy does. But what happens after the retaliations? Is it going to be much more of the same, or we just have to wait and see?
I'm going to have to wait and see. I don't know what they're planning on doing. I mean, so far, you know, we've had strikes against, you know, Houthi targets and Iranian proxy targets. But, you know, when we do that, we tell all the bad guys to get out of the way. I never really understood the point in using force unless you're going to use force. There's no point in it at all. You know, you got to have that old, speak softly and carry a big stick type of an attitude when it comes to American military personnel. I've said this story before, and I don't mean any disrespect, to people that are listening that have their kids that are in the military serving right now. I mean, my kids were recruited heavily to go to the academies, for sports and, you know, actually considered in visiting. But, you know, I discouraged it strongly, simply because of the way we treat our military and perpetual wars. And the fact that, you know, our military seems to be acting like drone catchers, quite frankly. And, you know, if we're going to use our military, if we're going to have a military, it has to be used properly. We need to be, you know, with the amount of money that we spend, what was the greater amount of money than the next, what, 8, 9, 10 countries below us, we should be able to scare ragtag militias and militants, and we don't really even seem to do that anymore. And if you're going to warn the bad guys to get out of the way, we're going to go attack and targets. I mean, again, that's not showing much when it comes to strength. Again, you want to show restraint all the time when you use your military, but, mm-hmm. I almost give it the Godfather 1, Don Corleone approach, where he tells the heads of the five families that, hey, listen, you know, single strand of hair, basically, and my son's head gets hurt. You know, I'm going to start blaming people and I'm going to do something. Yeah, that's the attitude we should have, and we just don't seem to have it anymore.
Well, again, yeah, you're right. It remains to be seen, and certainly we don't want our military to be sitting ducks. We want them to, and we want them to be able to, like you said, instill that fear factor, you know, unthinkable to attack the U.S. military. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and again, if you take a look at the recruitment for the military, they can't even get people to sign up. I get it. I understand. I mean, you know, your parents, you're watching this and you're saying to yourself, wait a second here. You know, we've got our kids in harm's way. And can anybody explain to me why we're there in Syria or why they were there in Jordan right now? Why are we involved in all of these places around the world? You haven't come out and explained to the American people. You haven't gone to Congress. You know, our Constitution, it says that you're supposed to go to Congress for these things first. So the president can just unilaterally call this. And this goes all the way back to September 11th, to George W. Bush, with the authorization to basically send troops here, there, and everywhere. And every single time you get guys like Rand Paul, or true conservatives and people that actually believe in the United States Constitution, want to take that power away from the president, which they should, they all punt on it. Because then it gives Congress an out. They can always place blame and they can never take responsibility for the things that they did, that they've done. And that's not the way this country is supposed to work. We're supposed to have checks and balances, and that's why the founders put that in there.
And also the resolve from the Biden administration doesn't seem to really be there, as you might compare to maybe some other previous administrations. And that's where I think some of that comes in the sense that they're not really that scared of doing this, that, or the other thing, because they don't see a Reagan, for lack of a better term.
Well, I'll even give kudos to Donald Trump when it comes to this. And I'm sorry, I do believe that to be the case that, you know, if he was in the White House, I don't see these things happening at this point in time, even though I wish he would have gone further and followed through in removing and getting people out of Afghanistan. He would have done it. I believe he would have done it much better than Joe Biden did. But I do think that there was a bit more, you know, fear in the bad guy's eyes when he was president.
Oh, no, absolutely. I completely agree. And he was light years ahead of where we are right now, because they realized they were dealing with somebody who was decisive and who was actually probably giving the orders. I think there's a lot of, and I hate to say it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I don't think Biden is sitting there doing that.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, Kyle. And I've said this from the get-go. I don't think most people think that he's running, you know, the show right now in regards to almost anything. A lot of things that are coming out that just don't make any sense, you know, whatsoever. Even take a look about the things he's doing when it comes to natural gas. And I'm like, this, You know, these are things that Joe Biden would have never done, you know, years and years and years ago when he was a senator. It makes people kind of, you know, gives me pause. At least I don't want to sound like a crazy conspiracy theory person, but I'm sorry. He's not running the show. He's got other people doing it for him, and it's most certainly far left progressives.
I think you're absolutely right. This is exactly what it seems. It all fits. See, that's the problem. And I think both our friends and our foes, they are all very concerned about that kind of thing. And so, yeah, having decisive leadership would be a much, much better way of going. Well, just here in the time we have left here, Chris, we talked a little bit about Evergrande yesterday, and I'm seeing more about it today, and it looks like all the things that the Xi government is trying to do to try to prop up their economy in light of these huge disasters that are going on with their properties doesn't seem to be working. And one of the articles I saw saying it looks like China's economy could implode. Do you think it's going to be that bad?
I think it's happening. It's a slow motion train wreck that's been happening for a period of time. You know, again, they have good ways of, you know, of hiding things over there, but, you know, it's kind of plain as day. You just take a look at the numbers. You take a look at the unemployment numbers. You take a look at the lack of investment there that, you know, it seems to me it's pretty obvious what's going on.
Well, indeed, and certainly that's going to affect trade and all kinds of stuff like that. One other thing that I saw earlier today, Chris, was that there's an economist, a team of strategists at J.P. Morgan, evidently, they're drawing comparisons to the valuations in the stock market right now. It's not one-to-one. It's not apples to apples, but they're drawing comparisons to the dot-com bubble back in the early 2000s. So do you see any parallels to that at all, that stocks could, you know, go poof at some points in a similar fashion?
Well, they were drawing comparisons in regards to concentrations in certain companies over a period of time. A lot of the dot-com blow-up, we've already had a lot of that, you know, to some degree, you know, blow-out. We've seen a ton of companies go out of business and you know, across the board. I think there's been a washout to some degree, and I think that there's more to come, but you know, it's a very different type of a scenario. A lot of companies wash out much later on down the road because they go public much, much later. Whereas in the dot-com, you get that hype in regards to anything that was dot-com at that period of time. You get some of that with some of the AI stuff, but no, it's a very different type of you know, scenario than it was back then. I mean, some concentration in some of the bigger companies, yes, and will that hit certain stocks, or certain stocks may be overvalued to some degree, but to have a washout like the dot-coms with so many companies going by the wayside, we saw a lot of that already.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting indeed. And that's one of the reasons we love to talk with you, Chris, because you always have such a great perspective on these kinds of things, because these economists say just about anything, and we sometimes don't know who to believe, but we're glad that we can believe
job.
You.
That's their job. That's their job, is to say things.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, and they got to, you know, that's what they do.
Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Folks, we're going to come back right after the top of the hour news. We got hour number four coming up. Hour number three is in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.